B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. All right, so this is what's going on. Got some open lines. Always after the playback, good time to check in, FYI, at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We've been talking a lot about the idea of the NBA returning. The momentum is there for the NBA. And in case you missed it, the governor of Arizona is opening the state up to professional sports teams so that if they need a bubble, they can play it in Arizona. There's a lot of talk about the NBA, and especially after its players are on board at restarting the season and starting the playoffs. And we talked a lot. We had a pretty nasty debate on whether or not it's a bogus endeavor. Chuna says, "Hi, bogus endeavor. Don't play it." He is on Team Shaq. Team Shaq said, "Nah, don't play it. It's bogus. There's no reason. I want to see it. I don't care. I don't think it's as bogus as people think." And we got into such an argument that Tsunis is rooting against the Sixers so that Brett Brown will not be coach next year. Am I correct in how you feel?
I'm not rooting against the Sixers. But, yeah, if the Sixers win, Brett Brown's back next year.
And my argument
eventually
is,
we're going to be just as annoyed.
And I say no, that's ridiculous, because if they win, it will have meant that Brett has gotten his team to play, and he's figured out, he's unlocked the key.
Thanks to a two-month hiatus?
Whether it's, who cares? I don't understand why that's a problem, the two-month hiatus. Everybody else is on equal footing. I don't understand why that's a problem. So we have argued that one all day today. We got into the top five quarterback debate. Dan Orlovsky joined the show. He has Carson Wentz at 5. He had Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Brady, and then Wentz. So he had Wentz ahead of Breeze and Rodgers. You saw that, right?
Yes. Breeze, Rodgers, and Watson, if you want to go Deshaun Watson.
Yes. So we had an interesting conversation about that, and the ESPN came out with its top 74 players. You ready?
Yes.
MJ, now they did everybody. MJ, LeBron, Jabbar, Bill Russell, Magic, Wilt at number 6, Bird, Duncan at number 8,
wow,
Kobe at number 9, Shaq at number 10, and I'll keep going, Oscar Robertson, 11, The Dream, 12, you ready? Steph Curry, 13.
Wow.
I think way too high.
Best three-point shot in the history of the game, in my opinion.
13 in the history of the league? You know who 14 is?
Is it the current player that I saw yesterday?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, wow, it's another current player.
Durant is 14. Doc is 15. Jerry West, the logo, is 16. The Mailman, 17. Moses, 18. Dirk, 19. 20, KG. And I just got to keep going. Pippen, 21. I don't see that. Elgin Baylor, 22. Barkley, 23. I don't see that. Admiral, 24. I don't know how you had Pippen ahead of Barkley. 25 is Leonard, who I would take over Curry. Then you got D. Wade at 26. Giannis at 27.
How about that?
That's way too premature.
Yeah, it's
too
early.
Are they nuts? Stockton at 28. Give me number 29.
Is it Allen Iverson?
That is correct. A.I. number 29. And then it's Nash. And I'll just round up the top 40. Isaiah Harden at 32.
Oh, my God.
Vomit in my mouth. Havlicek. George Mikan. Jay Kidd at 35, Junis.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was way high for Jay Kidd. Mikal, Ewing, Bob Pettit, Frazier, and Chris Paul is your top 40.
Wow, Jay Kidd is high.
Way high. So what stands out? And again, you can reach us at 610-632-0975. All of that on the table, as well as your memories of that 04 Eagles NFC Championship game as we celebrate Eagles defense all week long. So what stands out? First of all,
Curry thing is interesting.
Curry's not 13, dude.
Because he...
No way.
He like he can drive.
Get the hell out of here.
He can drive, but he is probably, again, I keep on saying, the best three-point shooter that I've ever seen and maybe the best
three-point.
Well, I wonder, is that craft alone?
No, that skill is not warranted to be the 13th player overall. And again, this is the problem with ESPN, is that they want to be, they want to kowtow to the present guys. So they have in the top, think about this, in the top 27, they have five current guys. Now, I'm not going to argue LeBron, even though I think it's even more pronounced after LeBron's season last year and everybody understanding how great Jordan was, that it's not even close. Then you got Curry at 13, no bleeping way. Durant at 14.
You can make the case.
I mean, I would have him lower, but I think he's A, ahead of Curry and a great player.
Yeah, I mean,
and
he does everything on the floor.
He does. But you know why I have ahead of both of them? Kawhi. Kawhi is absurd.
I think the Kawhi-Durant debate is more difficult to come up with an answer than the Kawhi-Curry-Durant debate. Sorry.
Yes.
Because, again, like Steph is incredible at one specific craft of the game. He can do other things. He can drive and score and he can pass. Like, he can do all that stuff. But I mean, I don't know, Kawhi, an elite defender, a guy that can shoot the three, that can drive, that can do
everything.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You got to be the complete alpha on your team.
And that's who Kawhi is.
Yes.
You just saw it in Toronto last
year. He willed the title. Say what you want about Durant. He rolled, man. And I love KD, and KD belongs on this list. He don't belong ahead of Kawhi. I'm sorry. Kawhi, as great a player as Durant is, Kawhi's better. And forget Curry, that's laughable. And the other laughable thing is having Giannis at 27.
Yeah, that's high.
I mean, come on, dude. Let him hone his skills a little bit.
I mean, that dude's a freakish athlete, right?
But yeah, but he's still a bad perimeter shooter, and he hasn't come close to winning anything.
The perimeter shooter thing doesn't bother me that much because, you know, there's big men who obviously weren't perimeter shooters.
That's fine. He hasn't come close to winning anything.
That's big.
He's a baby in the league. That's absurd. That's, look at me. We're going to kowtow to the present. It's bogus. Way bogus. He doesn't belong on top. No way. And the other one that's asinine is Pippen at 21. Way too high. How could you have Pippen ahead of Barkley? Barkley was the alpha. Pippen was the second guy. I got D-Wade ahead of Pippen. We already had that argument.
Right. Well, Pippen's still top 30, don't you think?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I got him like 35.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't. He lived off of Jordan. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, my God.
He lived off of Jordan. He did. He ate because Mike set the table.
Pippen was no slouch, right? And I wasn't around.
I'm going to tell you, I covered those things. He sat his ass down and Tony Kukoc won the game.
That was great, by the way. That clip of the in the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Pippen's got to say in the game.
Damn right.
It's okay to be angry.
I don't want to hear. He's not a top 30 in my eyes. Nope. No.
I think a lot of people will disagree with that.
I don't care. I saw the guy up close. I covered his games. I don't care. There are better players. I'd take Kawhi Leonard over him. In a heartbeat, Kawhi Leonard's a better ball player than Scottie Pippen ever dreamed he was. Better shooter. Equally as good as distributor. As good a defender, if not better. As good a rebounder, if not better. All around, way better scorer. And he's the alpha.
Where was Kawhi on the list?
25.
You think he could be top 15? I mean, if you have Curry and Durant there.
I like him. I think.
Is Kawhi top 15 all time?
I got Kawhi better as a ball player. Like, I love Durant. So I think Durant and him are, I agree with you.
They're close, argument. Yeah.
You can't have Steph Curry 13. That's outrageous. It's completely outrageous. He got one skill. And granted, he's an incredible, incredible shooter. But you can't have, you're talking about the list of the all-time greats. He's not better than D-Wade. I'm sorry.
You go D-Wade over Curry?
Yes. I go Dirk over Curry. I go KG over Curry. I go Moses over Curry. I go Karl Malone. I go Jerry West. I go Doc.
It's just, here's the thing that's hard with these conversations is because they do play different positions and they do have different roles, right? So like,
he does one thing. These other guys were great multiple.
Right.
Multiples.
But what I'm saying is if you're going, let's just say top.
He played on an all-star team.
Yes, he did. Let's just say top point guards of all time. Where's Curry?
Where's Curry?
Top point guard. That's it. The one.
Well, he's more of a, but he's not really a 1-1. He's more of a hybrid one. He's more of a combo one. He's not really a point guard, is he?
I mean, the guy can dish it a little bit, but I get that, like, in today's NBA, it's more positionless. And you're right. The combo guard is a big part of the NBA nowadays, right? You got guys like
Harden.
And
the other laughable that I won't even dignify is that
your
flipping
boy
Harden, 32? No way. No way.
Not, you wouldn't even consider it?
Nope.
Because I do believe he's one of the best
and by
pure
the way,
scorers.
I'll give you Chris Paul over Harden any day of the week.
You don't think Harden's one of the most pure scorers of all time?
That's what he does. Volume score. Yeah, Bernard King, who you don't even know who that is.
No, I do. Play for the Nets.
Yeah.
Done some research.
Yeah, but what you call it? Tayshaun Thompson or up George Gervin. I mean, guys that would light it up. If you take 50 shots. I'm sorry. I, you know, again, I think you're crazy. Tomorrow,
all right, then let me ask you something.
Yes.
Is Iverson too high then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because if you want to say he takes a lot of shots to score a lot, I mean, that was, I'm not taking anything away from Iverson. I'm not doing any Iverson slander here, but
yeah, I hear you.
He's the only guy that shot on that team.
It's a great argument. Now, I could argue that I think that team was built that way.
I think he had to.
Harden played with talent. I mean, Harden was on a team with Westbrook and Durant. And they were forced to break it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hear you. It's a great argument.
You had to break up a lot of stuff with Iverson, too.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, even early days with Stackhouse, the two of them couldn't play together.
Well, Stackhouse was a horrible player. He wasn't a winner. I hear you. It's a great argument that you have.
And I'm not trying to slander Iverson. I'm just saying, if you want to say Harden's too high.
Well, you got Isaiah Thomas at 31. He's way better than James Harden.
Yeah, and he's won.
I mean, you know. I don't know. The AI thing, I don't know if I'm a little bi. I think AI was Harden, I can't, you know, he's a competitor, but I don't know why I think AI is a, is a more fierce competitor than Harden. I will admit to having Rockets hate. Put it this way. If you put James Harden back in the day where guys would bump and they would be all over you and they were physical and they were draped on you, and you watch the Jordan Doc, you see how hard that game, physical that game was?
Yeah.
What's Harden going to do in that game? Seriously.
Step back and hit a three.
What's he going to do in that game? He ain't no three.
No.
Nah, man.
He can shoot.
Yeah, guys in, his face playing defense like they do now? Like they do that back then?
He does his six steps back.
Yeah.
Nobody can guard because it's illegal, but they don't call it.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Curtis in Overbrook. Curtis, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
What's up, Kurt? What's going on, my man?
Nah, man, you're a hard man to get hold of, man. I emailed you, I tweeted you, man. I was like, let me call him and make sure that he got my email and my tweets, man.
I did not get your email, so maybe you hold on. And sometimes I don't read Twitter as close as I should. But do me a favor, and the Tunis will put you on hold.
Okay. All right. Now, what I called for, and first of all, let me just tell you thank you, because that was all my email was about, was just thanking you guys for everything you do. Tunis, you too. I appreciate it. I had no intentions of calling in until you said something and contradicted yourself, and I'm going to kind of call you out on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
You just said that if somebody didn't win a championship, they shouldn't be ranked that high. Then, in your own words, then there's no way you should be saying that Charles Barkley should be ahead of Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen was a pivotal part of all those championships.
Here's what I said, was the alpha dog piece. That if you're the alpha dog, like Kawhi was the alpha dog who won it by himself, that gets more points.
Okay.
Scottie was the passenger. Barkley was the alpha dog on his teams.
True. I understand that. And I get that. I just was trying to play devil's advocate.
It's good. I love it. I love this stuff. I'm such a geek. I love arguing this stuff.
Yeah, now, I got another one for you. Now, Steph Curry, he is ranked a little bit high, but this is something I want to say about Steph Curry, because you kind of said this too. He's in a system that allows him to do this, that actually, it's almost like a football reference. He shoots from so far back up, it opens the floor up. You can't dismiss the fact that he can shoot from 30 feet, and people have to respect that.
Yes, and I'll further your case by saying he makes clutch shots.
Yes. Yes.
But 13?
No, he does not need to be 13. He does not. And
I mean, that's my point. I understand if you got him over Iverson, all right. Like, I'm an AI man. I go, all right. But not that high. He's not over Doc and the Karl Malone. Moses was a 3-time MVP.
Yeah, yeah, man. Hey, listen, all I can tell you is before it's over with, he'll, you know what I mean, he'll be the greatest shooter we've ever seen, but he has not taken going in the trees and the trenches like some of those other guys. Like, AI lived in the trenches, got knocked down all the time, always had a bad hip because he was getting knocked down.
Right. And was an incredible, you want to talk about a penetrator. I mean, listen, Curry doesn't have to because he's got such an incredible shot. But AI was an amazing penetrator.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. It didn't matter who was out there, man, including Shaq. He went at Shaq, and that was
like
the thing.
Big three guys on him.
Yep. Yep.
They would load up on Iverson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, I just wanted to holler at you and just let you know, man, you always in my thoughts and prayers, man.
Oh, I love you, brother. Oh, always, always, Curtis. You know that, man.
Yes, sir.
What a pleasure, man. Hold on, brother. Hold on. Classic. This is fun, Judas. Are you this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, these it's just
this
so
is like the bar's open. I'm getting right. ready to grab one from the fridge.
These debates are so hard, though, just because, like, do you want to go Jordan LeBron? Fine. But it's just like the Curry Kawhi thing, like, all around player, you're probably going Kawhi. But,
yes.
But I'm saying, like, there's specific crafts, too, right? Like, Curry to me is the best 3-point shooter of all time.
But that doesn't make you at all. This the greatest players of all time. You got to be you got to be great in multiple categories. You just can't have one skill. I mean, isn't the all around game?
I mean, I think he has more than one skill, Curry.
What else is he great at? He's not a great defender.
No, I mean, he can get to the hoop, but the only thing is
he
didn't have to. He didn't have to because he had.
Okay, but he's not a great penetrator. You know that. I mean, what else does he do but shoot? I grant it. He's an incredible distance shooter. He is the best ever lived. But what else does he do? You're talking about the greatness in the history of the sport. You got to do more than shoot. I don't care if you're making them from Saturn or Uranus, all right? You got to do more than that.
Yeah, he does drive.
You know, come on, stop.
He does.
Stop. In this sissy league, now stop. He drives.
Yeah, he does. Even if it is a sissy league, he still drives, still gets to the hoop.
No way.
I know he shoots a ton, but he still gets to the hoop.
Stop. He's not like an Iverson.
He's got the mid-range game going,
He's not an Iverson penetrator.
No.
He's not attacking the Shaq.
All right, who are you taking, Iverson or Curry?
Well, Curry's he was such a better shooter that, you know, I hear you. It's an argument.
That's why it's fun.
I know, but I don't.
And you'll never, nobody will ever, it'll never come down to, like, this argument will never end. That's why I love sports so much.
Right. But I don't care what anybody says. Kawhi's a better player. Kawhi's a great all-around player. I don't even understand how he could be 25, how Harden could be 32, Giannis could be 27, and Kawhi's 25, and Pippen's 21. Kawhi. Greater than Pippen any day of the week.
I'm surprised you think Pippen should be lower.
Oh, I do. Alpha. This is a Batman list, not a Robin list.
Love the Batman.
I want Batman. All right? That's what I want. Batman.
No Jordan without Pippen, right? That's what they say in the documentary.
What?
Isn't that what Jordan said himself?
Come on, seriously. For real, for real. Come on now. You don't actually believe that, do you?
No, that's what Jordan said, though, himself.
Yeah, he was trying to be nice.
Yeah, after he ripped him for an hour about how he should have shut up about the payment.
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, I actually agree with Pippen there. Pippen, I thought Mike was in the wrong there.
I 100% agree, yeah.
Mike should have had his back on that. But I disagree, man. There's no way. All right. We'll get back to the phones for a second. Breaking news, though. Breaking news. DraftKings Sportsbook now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania with endless amounts of the casino games to play all from the comfort and safety of your house. And right now, first-time casino players can put up to $200 risk-free on the first 24 hours of casino play. Go to DraftKings.com, DraftKings Sportsbook, and casino app right now and find the casino games in the top navigation bar to start playing. Choose from slots, blackjack, roulette, table games, live dealers, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook Casino app now. Use promo code FANATIC to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. Promo code FANATIC to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Feeling proud and feeling strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
Across the Delaware Valley. All right, Judas, we got polls to check. We didn't even check how the ones ended from a couple days ago. So I need you to check all the polls, and then we get back to the phone lines. Go ahead.
All right, so the poll of the day is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. So we put up a couple yesterday. The first one. We would be 6 weeks into the MLB season right now. We want to ask you, have you been able to live without it, and can you continue to live without it? You have 29 minutes to vote on that poll still, because it will end at the end of the show today. But 51%, it got close.
Damn.
51% say, I need baseball back. 49% are okay with the year off. At first, it was like 60-30 something, but now it's 51-49. That's ridiculous.
49%
say- and I wonder if...
Go ahead, MFers.
I wonder if it's because people started reading up more on the debates that could happen between players and owners. And
yeah.
So 51-49 on that. Then we did if the NBA and NHL were to extend their seasons into August, could you live without baseball totally? 58.9% said yes, I could do without it. 41.1% say no, I still need baseball.
Wow, 58%?
Yeah.
That is stunning, Andrew. Yeah,
that's
and
sad.
Scary.
That's terrifying.
Oh, these are sports fans saying, go ahead. As long as I got NBA, NHL, I don't need you.
Yeah, that's scary.
That is outrageous.
That's terrible. So that also 28 minutes left to vote on that poll. The two that we put out today, we start with the Shaq poll. Shaq said that the NBA shouldn't return, not only for the safety of the players, but he also said that there would be an asterisk next to the champion. Do you agree that the NBA should, quote, scrap the season, which is the word that he used, because the champion wouldn't be respected as much as usual? 46.7% say, yes, I agree with Shaq. 53.3% say, who cares, bring the NBA back. So majority say, who cares? That's still pretty close. It's almost a 50-50.
Yeah.
Which is fascinating.
Let the record show that you are in the 46th percentile.
Yeah, I'm with the I grew Shaq.
You're in the bogus, so don't play it. I'm rooting against Sixers poll.
Right, and then the second one for giggles that we put up for the Sixers fans who are ready to move on from Brett Brown. We have to ask you this question: do you want the Sixers to win the championship of whatever playoff format the league puts together? That means Brett Brown is back for sure. It also means he figured out the roster. 86.3% say, I want them to win. 13.7% say, honestly, I hope they lose.
So 86% are smart.
Yes.
13%, including said Chunas.
No, I'm not rooting against them.
That was your whole premise.
I'm not.
I exposed your premise.
I'm not rooting against the Sixers and Brett Brown.
You're full
but
of it.
If they win, you're going to have another year of Brett, and I guarantee you within one
week. If they
win,
they figured it out.
No, it's because he had a two-month hiatus.
Yeah, he figured it out.
Yeah, and then next year when they figure out the Sixers, he won't have another 2 month off to figure out the rest of the league.
He's already got them playing the way they need to play. CD Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. CD!
Yo, how you feeling? You all right?
What's up, Danny boy?
Nothing much, dude. My apologies to Curtis because I'm probably clogging up your email because I'm crazy, I guess. Anyway. So, Kawhi, definitely over KD. I agree with you there. That's a valid point. I like Kawhi's nickname, too, the Claw. So, I don't know if you ever do a show, you could do the top 16 nicknames, too. Yeah,
the Claw is awesome. I agree.
Dude, it's cool. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, I wrote down some of your names for you here. I got 15. 14, if you don't count Hulse, which I'm no offense, Andrew. I don't know. I've never said that, so. But we got dude, bro, bud, pal, captain, chief, boss, king, player, champ, killer, Jack, my man, and home so far. So anything you want to add on
captain?
To that to get to your six?
You got captain?
Oh, yeah. I don't use it, but I've been called captain.
You've been called captain? Really?
Yeah, and killer, dude. I didn't hear you guys say killer. What's up, killer? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Killer. Killer, yes. What's up, killer?
So
yeah.
So you got to do a little thing for that.
I'm actually going to do this as grins. So I got a list. So I'm actually going to do it.
Dude, I think it's a great idea. And I like it with the nicknames, too, throughout sports. You could do the same thing and just get the best nickname of, you know, like the...
But I like the hot idea Right. No, I love all that stuff, too. But I want to tackle this idea of... what we call each other, because I think it's fun.
And you got to break it down what's insulting and what's complimentary. Because if somebody calls me captain, it is kind of like you look at them like with a weird, I don't know.
Never be called captain.
I have. It's unusual. So as far as the NBA championship, I feel like you're going to have a debate no matter what happens of the validity of the championship or as far as the asterisk and all that, people are going to debate it. But I feel like if Brett goes in there and he plays even competition and he wins, then obviously keep Brett and it's a valid championship in my mind. Okay, if Brett goes in there and throughout the course of the playoffs, he plays a team and let's say they're playing the Lakers and LeBron James happens to get quarantined because he caught COVID or whatever, and the Sixers end up winning because of that, I thank Brett, and then I'd probably go with a different coach, and Brett, there's the door, capisce, see you later, and he's gone. And then the last scenario, which is the most worrisome, is if Brett were to win, or any team were to win, and it's not a player catches the virus, but something like what happened with Carl Anthony Towns happens in that time slot, so I don't know how you would weigh that as far as, like, things on it, but that's
I didn't look at it that deeply as to what would happen if certain guys caught it and didn't play. I hear you. I didn't get into
you're saying
that.
If it just goes through normally. If it goes through normally, dude, and they win the championship, guess what? They won a championship. That's it, in my mind.
That's the point.
Played the proper competition, and that's what you had to do. You had to beat the team on the floor. The only way I could see somebody arguing it is if there's players taking off. If you're versing the best talent, that's it. That's you win a championship.
That's
my opinion. No offense to Andrew or anything. That's just how I say it.
You got it, CD. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. I'm curious. Were you ever called Captain Junis?
Only because
you were.
Well, no, there's a specific reason. The Sunday.
I never heard of that.
The Sunday League team. I'm technically the captain because I get my dues cut in half for bringing the helmets to the games.
That's cool.
So they call me Cap or Captain, but it's not like I'm not walking down the street and somebody's like, "Oh, what's up, Captain?"
Right. That's the rule. I never heard of people being called captain.
No, I haven't either.
That's it.
I'm trying to think. Maybe I have. I don't know. Maybe I have. Not to me, or not me saying it to someone, but I think I might have heard it before.
Yeah?
Again, something that Papa Saltunas would say.
Oh, really?
I'm sure he would.
Well, he's a captain guy?
Like, maybe he goes short, captain. Like, instead of, you know, the CAP apostrophe end, like Captain Crunch.
I get it if you are a captain. Like, you know, you're a boatsman. You know, I would understand that. But let me ask you a question. I just saw Clyde Drexler is 57.
Too low?
Don't that seem low to you?
It does seem low. From what I hear about Clyde Drexler.
Clyde Drexler? That's pretty low.
I think the biggest shock to me, it wasn't even the Curry thing. The biggest shock to me, I guess I just have to look more into it. And he had an incredible career, don't get me wrong. But Jason Kidd, where was he at again?
35.
And I really like Jason Kidd, the player. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Jason Kidd, but I don't know. I feel like J. Kidd that high. I don't know.
I agree.
He won with Dallas late in his career.
I don't see that at all.
We never won with New Jersey.
I know. I don't see that at all. All right, let's get to let's see, quick T.O., and then we'll come back because John and Ambler says Steph belongs at 13. I'm curious. All right, we'll talk to everybody. It's a lot of fun. Straight ahead, it's Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
All right, 1-44. Hanging out, a lot of fun. We will. We forgot to name that game. We're going to get back to it tomorrow. So we'll play name the game again, usually between around 11:30. We give our clues. So make sure you're listening to name that game for tomorrow. Tunis playback brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yes, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. I want to get, as promised, John and Ambler. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John A.
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I just heard you say you don't think Steph Curry should be 13. And I really disagree with that because if you look at the best record the league has ever seen, Steph Curry is the face of that team and arguably one of the best teams in NBA history. And then if you look
you'd say he had a lot of help, no?
He did, but he's still the face of that team.
So
you know, you're looking at Klay Thompson like, oh, Klay Thompson led that team. So that's another skill that he has.
Klay Thompson's not a great player. Kevin Durant's not a great player. Draymond Green's not a great player.
Klay Thompson's not at 13 for a reason. Steph Curry is.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's right that he's at 13. I just disagree. I don't know how many of the other players that you saw on the list.
I saw the list.
Did you? Remember those guys that played?
Well, I think no. I can't. I never saw Elgin Baylor or any of those.
Saw Elgin Baylor either, so I can't lie.
I mean, I'm really getting more enlightenment on Jordan just from watching The Last Dance.
Yeah. Steph, like, to your point, Steph was a great, incredible shooter. I mean, incredible. I guess, you know, I look at Reggie Miller was the best shooter before Steph, right? And now Reggie got blocked by the Bulls, so he didn't win.
Yeah.
Steph won. Steph's a better shooter, but Reggie Miller was an incredible three-point shooter, and as clutch as all get out, and he's 49. Now, obviously, Steph's ahead of Reggie Miller, but my only point is he was one-dimensional like Steph, and he's at 49.
Yeah, but if you look at, like, the change of the league into, like, a three-point shooting league, which it is today from what it was before with, like, Jordan and the 95-96 Bulls where it was, like, a bruiser league, Steph Curry and LeBron are, like, at the face of that transition.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them the best all-around players, right? Like, that doesn't make them –
But they're the best all-around players in the league for the past 10 year. I mean, that kind of player.
But Steph, LeBron, yes. Steph, no. Steph's not an all-around player. I mean, he's got one great skill.
He can drive. I mean.
Come on, dude. He's not. He doesn't drive.
He can control a game, though.
He can't take it like Iverson could take it. He's not the penetrator that a lot of these guards are.
All right, well, who do you think the best scorer in NBA history is?
The best scorer. There's a ton of great scorers.
I'm going KD. That's why I think KD's better.
I know you're what? Were you in the early 20s?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're. It's hard. Believe me, it's tough.
And I haven't watched.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's hard for. Listen, it's hard for me, too. Like, I never saw Wilt play. I don't know. Like, Russell is whatever. Yeah. What's he on? Sick four. I didn't see him play. Like, I'd be, you know. So it's hard. And I get you. And I love Durant, too. But I would go Kawhi. And we can argue that because we've both seen him. I would go Kawhi over Durant because I just think he's that much of an all around player.
Yeah. And his whole persona is, I think, better.
Yeah.
I would root for Kawhi before I'd root for KD.
Yeah.
But that's why I can't really argue with MJ, LeBron, you know, just because I've never really watched.
Yeah, it's tough. Play. It's tough. But listen, you did a good job, man. A great call by you, brother. Thank you, Johnny. Take it easy. It's hard when you haven't seen him live. I have a tough time with some of these guys. Some of these dudes, like, I was little. Like, what do I know? Even Julius. I mean, Julius, the great part of the reason why he's 15 is not just when he was a Sixer, because that was the latter half of his career. But it was because he was absurd in the ABA. Like, that's a part of this thing. And I didn't see Doc when he was in the ABA. You know, you just heard of this legend. I just blanch at a certain one. Like, I grant you Curry's skill is amazing. But I just think Kawhi is underrated. And then, like, I look at Reggie Miller at 49. And, you know, they got Westbrook at 42. Is that right?
Was that 42?
Westbrook.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. You want to talk about another stat whore, right? Talk about Harden.
I know.
And I like Westbrook. He's one of... I love watching him play.
I do, too. I think he's tough. I think he's nasty. But is he 42?
I don't know.
I mean, we're talking all the time.
Who are some of the names right behind him?
You had... Rick Barry, who's old, Elvin Hayes, Anthony Davis, Dominique at 46, George Gervin at 47, Walton, Reggie Miller, James Worthy, 51, Gary Payton, 53. Wow. GP's 53. I would have him higher than that. Pierce, Carter, Ray Allen, Drexler at 57, Ginobili at 58. That seems high to me.
Yeah, if you want to talk about a guy that was with him. I mean, he was a great player, but,
great. 58.
Parker, Duncan.
I see that a little bit. I like Ginobili a lot, but come on. How's he?
You know what? As time goes on, how high do you see Anthony Davis going up on that list?
I don't know. I'm curious.
I mean, he's a guy who could put up 40-20 any night.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sold. Are you sold 100% on his heart?
No.
I'm sold on Giannis's heart.
Yeah. You know I get what you're saying. Embiid beats Davis every time.
Like, I don't know about AD. I mean, I think I agree with you. He's tremendous talent. But I don't know. Like, I think they got Giannis too high now, 27. But at some point, I think he could get there in his career because he's got, you know, a tremendous ability.
Yeah, you bring up the perimeter shooting, but he still finds a way to get to the net and still score 30-plus.
He's too raw. Like, I don't know how you could have him on a list, all-time list, be a 27.
Well, I'm sure they're projecting a little bit, too.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know what you're projecting. What he is right now. Is he that guy? Is he 27?
I think you can make the case.
I don't. I don't a little bit. I would never have him hired at Isaiah Thomas.
Right. There are guys that he's in front of that I go, oh, that's surprising.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't do that. But there's a couple guys. I mean, you know, I don't know. Let's sneak in Lou. Lou, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lou!
And how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Lou? What's going on, buddy?
Listen, man. First off, let me preface this conversation by saying I'm a 42-year-old male. I'm from the NBA on NBC sports era, basketball era.
You're my guy.
Right. So I watched MJ destroy and disappoint so many different people. So to me, he's always the GOAT, right?
Yeah.
But now, real quick, just on this list, though, it's one of those things that this just shows the greatness of Michael Jordan. Again, a lot of these guys are lower on the list because of Mike. It's simply because of that.
Yeah, like Reggie Miller.
Absolutely. This is all a result of Mike. Like now Steph, I'm going to defend Steph. I think he's a little bit high for 13. I definitely think he's top 20. And the reason I say that is when you look at his statistics, first of all, you said that all he does is shoot. And I agree to that with that to a degree, but that would make him a specialist, which he's not, right? If you look at it,
I mean, it's a skill. Like his crazy skill is so much more above anybody else, you know?
Absolutely. His primary skill is that he's a shooter. But I had an argument with a buddy not too long ago.
Wait, you guys do me a favor, Lou. I want to talk to you. Can we table this until tomorrow? Because I gotta go to Mike.
Yes.
Please. Thank you, bro. I want to do that. Don't forget, Mikey Miss up next at 2 o'clock. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder injuries and condition. Visit PhiladelphiaHandAndShoulderCenter.com. Everybody, have a great day. Thanks for listening. A lot of fun. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.